Greetings in Jesus' name. Let's come before the Lord with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we worship you, we praise you, and we love you. And we thank you for your word that teaches us. And we thank you that you will speak to us. We pray that through your Holy Spirit, you will speak to the hearts of those who will be listening to this. And that you would also make whoever you want to tune into this tune in. Oh, Lord God, you know I just have some thoughts. But you are the one who knows what must be spoken. So I pray in Jesus' name that you, O Lord, would show me, would give me your words and only your words, and that you would make them to be exactly what people need to hear, Father, and that you would change people's lives through them, we pray, in Jesus' precious and holy name. O Lord God, amen. So praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderfulness. So yesterday we talked about how we can know that we are Christians. And today I want to share this with you. In the Old Testament, they would have sacrifices, many sacrifices. And what was the purpose of the sacrifice? I think most of us would know. And the sacrifice was to take away sin. Well, though, was it really? Why did a person have to have a sacrifice? Why couldn't a person just say, God, I'm so sorry for my sins, and then the sins be cleansed away? Well, let me explain. There's more to sin than just forgiveness. There's a whole lot more to it. You see, God is holy and just and righteous, and sin cannot enter into his presence. Do you remember what God said to Adam and Eve? He said, do not eat of that tree in the Garden of Eden. You remember? And if it's not fresh in your memory, go and read Genesis chapter 1 and 2. Well, that's creation. 3 is the truth. But you really need to read all 3 chapters to get the full story. So read Genesis chapter 1, 2, and 3, and you'll see what I'm talking about. God told them, in the day that you eat thereof, you shall die. Now, what's that? It's spiritual death. Spiritual death, because they didn't die physically, obviously. Spiritual death is the separation of our spirit from God's spirit. So that's why Christians, when they die, they don't really die. The Bible just says they sleep because we are with the Lord. But the world, it says that they are dead in their trespasses and sins. Their spirit is separated from God's spirit. They don't have fellowship with God. And so therefore, that's called spiritual death. And after this, we see that God made Adam and Eve coats of skin. And let me ask you, where does skin come from? Skin comes from animals. So it's logical to assume that God made a sacrifice and at least 2 animals were slain for Adam and Eve's sin. Now, it doesn't say that there specifically, but later in the Bible it teaches that. And it teaches that without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin. And you had to, so let me just explain the sacrificial system simply to you. You had to get an animal that was perfect. And then when you got a perfect animal, no blemishes, because a blemish would be a symbol of sin. Of course, animal can't have sin, but it's a symbol of it, right, for us. So an animal that was perfect as an animal could be. And then the person would get this animal, and he would lay his hands on the head of the animal. And symbolically, the person's sins would pass on to the animal. And then the animal would die for the person's sins. And it was instead of the person dying. Do you follow me? So therefore, the animal's blood would cover the person's sins. And the person could once again have fellowship with God. Like I said earlier, God is righteous and holy and just and pure, and sin cannot live in his presence. So it's not just about our sins being forgiven. The whole world wants to be forgiven. And if God forgives me, I can get into heaven. It's not just a personal grudge that God has against you.
oh, I don't know if God can forgive me. Oh, I'm so mad at you. Oh, I can't forgive you. No, it's nothing of that. Yes, God is angry at sin. But it's not just this personal thing. It's that sin cannot enter God's presence. Let's picture it this way. Can fire enter water and continue to be fire? No. Get a flaming branch out of a bonfire and throw it into a pond, what's going to happen? The fire's going to go out. Get enough fire and throw it into a pond, and the water will evaporate. You know, if you had a tiny little teeny cow pond and you had a humongous, you know, pile of burning timbers and you threw them in, you kept on throwing them in, eventually the water would evaporate. The point is that it's going to be either water or fire. You can't have both. And so they cannot coexist. Either one of them is going to have to stay. They can't both be there together at the same time. And so God and sin cannot coexist. Sin must go. Sin cannot enter heaven. Now, the animals, their blood covered our sins temporarily, people's sins, because the perfect sacrifice had not yet come. Then, you know what happened? Read John chapter 1. Yes, John chapter 1. Or is it 2? I read it both. Yeah, it's chapter 1. Where John said, when he saw Jesus coming, he said, "Behold, the Lamb of God who taketh away the sin of the world." Jesus was the Lamb of God, and his blood did not just cover. That was a temporary thing. Did not just cover the sin. It took it away. It cleaned away the sins of the world. So your sin and my sin passed on top of Jesus when he was on the cross, and he took our sin and died, and our sin is gone. And therefore, our sin can be cleansed away, and now our relationship can be restored. We can be spiritually alive. Remember, spiritually dead is our relationship cut from God. No communication with his spirit. Now, we can be spiritually alive. But now Jesus died for the whole world, right? He took the sins of the world. Yeah. He did. So is the whole world reconciled to God? Well, the provision for our reconciliation has been made. But the problem is that most people in the world don't accept that provision, don't want it, because they want their sin. As long as you want your sin, God cannot save you from it. See, the cleansing, Jesus' blood cleansing your sins away happens at the same time as he saves you from them. And it's all one package. You have to truly be sorry for your sin. You have to hate your sin. You have to not want to continue with your sin. You want to be free from your sin. You've got to want to be free from sin. You've got to want to stop sinning. And when you get to that point that you want to, then you've got to realize that you cannot. You cannot stop sinning. You know you can't live perfect from today forward. And you know you can't pay for all your past sins. No amount of good work will pay for sin, right? If I kill your wife and give you $1 billion, I can't take away what I did. It's over. It's done. Good deeds can never take away bad deeds. It doesn't work in court. You can't tell the judge I'm going to, you know, do all these good things or I have helped all these people, therefore let me go. No. The criminal must pay for his crime. Good deeds can't take away bad deeds. And so anyway, back to where I was saying. You've got to hate your sin. You've got to turn away from it, not want it. You want to be free from it, but acknowledge that you are 100% powerless to stop sinning. And when you want to be free from sin, but acknowledge that you cannot in your own strength be free, then you turn your eyes to Jesus, and you put your faith in Jesus, and you call on Jesus, and trust Jesus to save you from your sin, and trust that Jesus is the only one because he was the only sacrifice. No other human could die for your sins or my sins, and you had to have perfect blood to take away sin. And there was no perfect blood but the blood of Christ. That's why he was the one and only sacrifice for the sins of the world. So when you don't want to sin and you put 100% of your faith in Jesus, he will wash your sins away. If you put your faith in Jesus and nothing happened, well, then you didn't really put your faith in him. Or down deep in your heart, you still wanted to keep sinning. You still want to live for yourself. You've got some hang up somewhere. Because when you put your faith in Jesus, from a repentant heart, put all of your faith in Jesus. Trust him. Just believe in him. Believe that Jesus can and will save you from your sins and wash your sins away. If you can just believe, then he will. He will deliver you from the power of your sins. You will have a new power over sin. He will change your life. He will give you all my. It's just wonderful. And then how do you stay safe? Just keep on believing. Never stop believing. We're saved by faith. We're kept by faith. Keep your faith in Jesus. He is our salvation. He is our salvation. Believe in him. Trust in him. Put your faith in him. And the same thing in many ways. God bless you. You may not understand anything, but this, it boils down to this. Believe in Jesus. It's by faith. Faith in Jesus. Believing that he can and will save you if you call on him. That's it. Believe in Jesus.